Chapter 11. How One Should Resist Temptations and Bear Trials. Now there is no one who approaches God with a true and upright heart who is not tested by hardships and temptations. So in all these temptations, see to it that even if you feel them, you do not consent to them, but bear them patiently and calmly with humility and long-suffering. Even if they are blasphemies and sordid, hold firmly on to this fact in everything, that you can do nothing better or more effective against them than to consider all this sort of fantasy as nothing. Even if they are the most vile, sordid, and horrible blasphemies, simply take no notice of them. Count them as nothing and despise them. Don't look on them as yours or allow yourself to make them a matter of conscience. The enemy will certainly take flight if you treat him and his company with contempt in this way. He is very proud and cannot bear to be despised and spurned. So the best remedy is to completely ignore all such temptations, like flies flying around in front of your eyes against your will. The servant of Jesus Christ must see to it that he is not so easily forced to withdraw from the face of the Lord and to be annoyed, murmur, and complain over the nuisance of a single fly, that is, a trivial temptation, suspicion, sadness, distraction, need, or any such adversity, when they can all be put to flight with no more than the hand of a good will directed up to God. After all, through a good will, a man has God as his defender, and the holy angels as his guardians and protectors. What is more, any temptation can be overcome by a good will, too, like a fly driven away from a bald head by one's hand. So, peace is for men of good will. Indeed, we can offer God nothing more valuable than a good will, since a good will in the soul is the source of all good things, and the mother of all virtues. If anyone is beginning to possess that good will, he undoubtedly has what is necessary for leading a good life. For if you want what is good, but cannot do it, God will make good the deed. For it is in accordance with this eternal law that God has established with irrevocable firmness that deserts should be a matter of the will, whether in bliss or torment, reward or punishment. Love itself is a great will to serve God, a sweet desire to please God, and a fervent wish to experience God. What is more, to be tempted is not a sin, but the opportunity for exercising virtue, so that temptation can be greatly to a man's benefit, since it is held that the whole of a man's life on earth is a testing. Job 7:1. End of chapter 11.